KNOM Update News, I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 9:02. Yesterday, the Alaska House Education Committee moved Governor Sean Parnell's omnibus education bill forward with 18 amendments. Meanwhile, their counterparts in the state Senate deleted sections. The Alaska Senate Education Committee threw out a provision calling for transportation for charter school students from its version of the governor's bill. An amendment in House Bill 278 asked districts to work in good faith with charter schools on the issue. Seeking more money for charter schools in general on Tuesday night, the House raised the base student allocation to 150% over the first 3 years of operation. The Senate lowered enrollment requirements for charters to receive the full BSA amount from 150 students to just 75. HB 278 moves to the House Finance Committee, but the Senate version, Senate Bill 139, stays in the Education Committee. Members of a federal regulatory agency were in Nome yesterday for a teleconference meeting with community members from around the region. Sadie Wright is a biologist with the Protective Resources Commission of the National Marine Fishing Service, NMFS, or NIMFS for short. In the wake of the massive 2011 Deepwater Horizon oil spill, the agency is making a proactive attempt at developing protocols for emergency response in the Arctic, and Wright says they want them to be adapted to specific areas.
We want the plan to be regionally specific within the Arctic. So we're going to communities and to work with community members to make the plan regionally specific and really iron out the communication between our agency, National Marine Fisheries Service, and the local communities.
Wednesday's meeting was focused on how to respond to emergencies related to marine mammals that NIMFS is responsible for, seals and whales mostly. And residents from the communities with robust seal harvests in the region, like Shishmaref, Teller, and Diomede, called in to offer advice, problems, and what they're observing with the seals across the region. Some of the feedback involved making language and instructions for collecting samples from sick animals clearer instead of using technical scientific terms, for example. One caller recommended finding language for seal parts that hunters are more familiar with. Wright says there was other advice she wasn't aware of before the teleconference as well.
Folks on the phone had some good advice. They said webinars might work well, and perhaps having village coordinators in the villages outside of Nome to help coordinate information.
At the national level, there are facilities and personnel spread across the country with expertise at emergency response. But Wright says NIMFS wants those capabilities to be complemented by how subsistence users in affected regions act as first responders and experts on many of the marine mammals the agency is interested in.
Right. Our agency, I mean, especially after Deepwater, has a lot of expertise in running samples for contaminants analysis. So we wanted a plan that incorporated all of those existing protocols where we have a lot of expertise, but incorporates all of the local contacts and information so that we can get the samples routed to those labs. So connect the expertise.
Wednesday's was just the first exchange in what NIMFS is hoping will be an ongoing process. Their next step will involve soliciting more specific feedback on response procedures and potentially gathering contact info for local coordinators. The group of officials that came to Nome are slated to head to Kotzebue later this week and on to Barrow for more meetings next week. On Tuesday, the city of St. Michael voted to keep its existing ban on the sale and importation of alcohol. According to St. Michael City Clerk Richard Elichek Sr., there were 20 yes votes to amend the local option law and 67 no's. St. Michael's local option statute was enacted in 1986. The effort at modifying the law to legalize importation was brought forth by a community resident. Last week, the annual potlatch in nearby Stebbins, which draws many from St. Michael for festivities and visits with relatives. Even still, Elichek says enough people had returned to have a strong voter turnout, around double what St. Michael sees in many elections. A sign the issue is important, he says, to many in the community. A construction company wants to build an 850-foot-long dock in the Kuskokwim River at their landing downriver of the port near Bethel. The application has been filed with the Army Corps of Engineers. Kinnick Construction says they've lost up to 40 feet off the bank over the last 18 years from erosion. But the gravel-filled sheet piling system proposed would give longer-term erosion protection. The city of Bethel, though, is pushing back, arguing that the main channel will be obstructed. The dock would fill a 2.9-acre stretch about 100 feet out from the shoreline in the river. According to the Corps of Engineers, the extension would be about 150 feet from the deepest part of the channel, but when a barge ties up, it would extend a little bit further out into the channel. Glenn Justice is with the Regulatory Division of the Army Corps of Engineers. He says the Corps will be working with the Coast Guard to determine what impacts the project would have on navigation.
Adequate separation distance and navigation standards, their standards are met with this so that there's no navigation safety issues.
Kinnick would use about 40,000 cubic yards of sand gravel fill and another 1,600 cubic yards of riprap armor rock. The council passed a resolution on Tuesday night asking for changes. The resolution says the new dock would make a choke point in the river and create a hazard to navigation for deep draft boats and even smaller craft. Councilmember Mark Springer says the Port Commission has their concerns.
It's bad enough for those of us that just drive 16-foot one boats if you're trying to push or tow a large liner barge upriver or downriver through there. When there's a barge tied up or maybe a couple of barges tied up there, it's going to be real difficult.
The city wants a hydrology study to show the impacts the new structure would have on sandbars and scour points. Part of the reason Kinnick wants to go out in the river is that they would not have to dredge on a regular basis. Bethel Port Director Pete Williams says it's clear they have to do something to stop the erosion.
I just think they're just out a little bit too far on this. I need to scale it back. And I just, you know, before it gets built and all of a sudden it's there and everybody's going, geez, what happened? I'd rather make the concern known now.
Kinnick Construction's Alaska manager Dan Hall says the dock will actually improve the navigation channel, as the company will not have to bring barges in perpendicular to the shore, and he says traffic will actually have a wider navigable channel under the new plan. The city says summer construction would force barges to stay upriver longer. They also say that translates to higher fuel prices for residents of the YK Delta. Kinnick is still in the planning and permitting stage. The earliest construction wouldn't be until the summer of 2015. The Army Corps of Engineers is accepting comments until March 19th. And the price of gold is up $6.20 to $1,373.40 an ounce. Silver's down 2 cents to $21.30. Zinc is at 90 cents a pound. And palladium is up $3 to $7.75. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome on time at 11:41. Unofficially, 0 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.